Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. Senate advanced a stopgap funding bill on Monday, paving the way to reopen the federal government 3 days into a partial shutdown. The shutdown was triggered in part by a partisan brawl over immigration. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio told reporters it's good news for the country. And Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine said today is a day to celebrate. When government shuts down, it represents the ultimate failure to govern. Democrats, who had been hailed by immigrant rights advocates for drawing a line in the sand Friday, were blasted as weak-willed for taking the Republican deal. The U.S. government's 2018 fiscal year began in October of last year, but Congress has yet to authorize a full year of spending. The United States is expressing concern about Turkey's offensive in northern Syria, and top officials are appealing for restraint, worried that the conflict could spread. At Monday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the U.S. understands Turkey's legitimate security concerns and is committed to working with Turkey as a NATO ally. She says increased violence in Afrin disrupts a relatively stable area of Syria. Pope Francis apologized Monday for remarks he made defending a Chilean bishop accused of covering up sex abuse, but he did not back down in his support of the bishop. On a flight to Rome following a week-long trip to Chile and Peru, the Pope told reporters he was sorry for his choice of words and the tone of his voice when answering a reporter's question about Bishop Juan Barros last week. This is VOA News. The gradual repatriation of Rohingya Muslim refugees to Myanmar from Bangladesh, previously set to begin Tuesday, has been delayed. It's not immediately clear when the process will begin. Myanmar and neighboring Bangladesh recently completed an agreement to repatriate hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who fled Myanmar to escape a brutal military crackdown. In Myanmar's Rakhine State, where most Rohingya lived before fleeing, a Buddhist leader said he was not looking forward to the return of the Rohingya. Tan Sun said international pressure because of human rights and humanitarianism means we have to accept them back, even though we don't want to. Vice President Mike Pence said Monday that the United States would move its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem by the end of 2019. He told the Knesset, Israel's lawmaking body, in Jerusalem, "In the weeks ahead, our administration will advance its plan to open the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, and that embassy will open before the end of next year. Jerusalem is Israel's capital, and as such, President Trump has directed the State Department to begin initial preparations to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem." Former soccer star George Weah was sworn in Monday as Liberia's new president in a ceremony held at a packed sports stadium in the capital, Monrovia. Monday's ceremony marks the country's first peaceful transition of power in more than 70 years. The presidents of Gabon, Ghana, and Sierra Leone were in attendance, as well as Weah's former fellow soccer stars. Weah promised that his first priority would be a crackdown on corruption. And Britain's army chief is warning that the country's military is in a perilous state, with its ability to respond to threats primarily from a newly resurgent Russia. The planned speech by General Nick Carter is unusual for its frankness about highlighting threats and outlining the country's vulnerabilities. Carter emphasizes that Russia, under President Vladimir Putin, has built up an aggressive military, which Britain would struggle to match. He says Russia has used its advanced capabilities in conflicts in Syria and in Ukraine. He says Putin has the ability and readiness to launch long-range missiles. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
News. It's